From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says that Britain staying in the EU helps the United States. Speaking at a news conference in London after meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron, Mr. Obama said the June 23rd vote on Britain's exit from the EU has worldwide implications.
And speaking honestly, the outcome of that decision is a matter of deep interest to the United States because it affects our prospects as well. The United States wants a strong United Kingdom as a partner. And the United Kingdom is at its best when it's helping to lead a strong Europe.
Prime Minister Cameron said that being part of the EU helps to spread values that both Britain and the United States hold across the continent.
We further our prosperity through the G7 and the G20. And like those organizations, Britain's membership of the EU gives us a powerful tool to deliver on the prosperity and security that our people need, and to stand up for the values that our countries share.
The two leaders also discussed the European migrant crisis, the war in Syria, the stability of the Middle East, and the fight against the so-called Islamic State. Earlier, Mr. Obama greeted Britain's Queen Elizabeth II at Windsor Castle. Later Friday, the Obamas will have dinner with Prince William, his wife Kate, and his brother, Prince Harry. Leaders from as many as 170 nations are in New York to sign the Paris Agreement on climate change. The agreement works to limit global temperature rise to below 2 degrees Celsius. It also lays out a roadmap for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and mitigating the effects of a warming planet. For more, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An autopsy was held Friday for music icon Prince, who was found dead at his Paisley Park complex on Thursday. The results could take several days or weeks to determine the cause of death. Tributes to the 57-year-old singer and musician have been coming from all across the world, including celebrities and fans who were both shocked, saddened, but also grateful.
Prince was like everything to me growing up. He got me through my middle school, he got me through my high school, my ups and downs.
He was a hell of a musician. He played 14 instruments. He wrote all of his own music, originals, gifted musician. He was a gifted person.
Prince sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. He won 7 Grammys and picked up an Oscar for Best Original Song, or Best Original Score, that is, for Purple Rain. The United States will purchase 32 metric tons of heavy water, a key component in the development of atomic weapons, from Iran. The sale is a bid to help Tehran implement provisions in the landmark nuclear deal. The U.S. Departments of Energy and State confirmed the purchase Friday. The plan was announced as U.S., Iranian, and other officials meet in Vienna on implementation of the Iran nuclear agreement. The purchase drew immediate criticism from House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce, who said the Obama administration is, in his words, giving the radical regime in Iran more cash. Afghanistan's national flag flew at half-staff at government offices, and special prayers were offered in mosques across the country Friday to pay respects to the victims of this week's deadly Taliban attack in Kabul. The attack on the National Directorate for Security killed nearly 70 people. Another 347 people, most of them civilians, were wounded. It was the deadliest Taliban strike in the capital since the Islamist group was ousted from power in 2001. The popular online ride-hailing company Uber Thursday settled 2 major class-action lawsuits that will allow the company to keep its business model intact by continuing to classify its drivers as independent contractors. The plaintiffs in the cases in California and Massachusetts sought employee status and the benefits that come along with it. Uber has to pay $84 million to the plaintiffs and an additional $16 million if the company goes public and meets certain business goals. In a concession to the plaintiffs, the drivers will be able to display their signs in their vehicles that say tips are not included and tips are welcome. On Wall Street, all 3 major indexes are lower in midday trading. European markets closed down. Asian trading was mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.